Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we begin our new study with the title, United We Fall. Some time ago, we had another study in which we exposed the interfaith meeting which took place between Professor Dr. James White and Imam Yasser Qadhi. And many of you, our dear audience, were asking the question, why do we Christian apologists who know Islam very well object to the interfaith meetings? Why have we made a big deal about these meetings which are held all over America by Muslims, especially when we know that in such meetings there is freedom of speech? In these meetings, we see the Jews, the Muslims, the Christians, the atheists, the Buddhists, everybody having a great dialogue. The answer, my dear friend, is this. The Bible does not condone such meetings, and these meetings will simply bring the destruction of the church. We have seen it in the past, and we still see it happening everywhere today in America. Even though Muslims are so smart, they will change the name of the meeting from Meet Your Muslim Neighbor to Love Your Muslim Neighbor to Interfaith Meetings or Chrislam, or it's just simply a dialogue. After all, what is wrong with having a dialogue? Yes, indeed, my friends, we can learn from the past as we look in the scripture at the result of such dialogues. No matter what names are given to such meetings, these meetings are dangerous, for such meetings will bring unity, which will destroy the church. If we can only learn from the first dialogue which took place between Eve and the serpent. For this dialogue was actually between the devil through the serpent and Eve. Very important fact we know about this interfaith meeting or the dialogue meetings, it does not happen except in the West. Why don't we have the same liberty and the same freedom to have such meetings all over the 57 Muslim countries? Because simply the people there where Muslims are flourishing know exactly what's in Islam. And Muslims there cannot teach this propaganda about Islam to us because we are living in the problem of Islam, which is already known through the history of what Muslims believe and how Muslims lived the last 1400 years. My problem with the interfaith meeting or the dialogue meetings or the love your Muslim neighbor meetings is this. It is Muslims pretending to be something else. They are making a brand new Islam for the West. And the people of the West are drawn into believing in the new propaganda Islam, which has nothing to do with the original Islam. And that itself is a great victory for every Muslim man and woman who hold these dialogue meetings. Now, with Dr. James White, interfaith meeting with Imam Yasser Qadhi took place in a church setting. And obviously, we spoke against it by using the scripture to say that's not the place to have the enemy of Christ, the Antichrist leaders, to have such dialogue or interface with us in our churches. As a matter of fact, as I said, then I'll repeat again today, I will not have any dialogue with any Muslim in any place. I don't mind to debate them, but not to carry dialogue. As you see in our study here, why this is very dangerous. But in this new study, you will see the dialogue is taking place at a college setting in North Carolina. And what a great victory for the devil and the Muslims. They already taught all these children about Islam for the previous few years. And now we're going to assure them that what you have learned in your high school education is actually true as you enjoy this dialogue between the Christian leaders and the Muslim deceivers. The problem we see in the unity of this dialogue is In dialogue, people are respectful to each other. They will not tell the other person who you carry dialogue with, you're wrong, because that is not the place for exposing each other's lies or disagreement. And as you will see in our study here, Muslims will always tell you, let us talk about what unites us. Let's talk about the similarity between us. Forget about the things which divide us, because that will change the conversation from dialogue to debate. And that's not what Muslims will do anywhere in the West. And here, my friends, is another fact. Even if we have debates with Muslims, it can also be dangerous. It depends on what the topic is which we are using to debate the Muslims. As a matter of fact, I have seen so many debates recently throughout the internet, and amazingly, most of the topics of these debates were about things in the Bible. Muslims will not debate Christians in the West about things in Islam, because that would destroy Islam. So even when you see people who are willing to do debates, these are the Muslim theologians or the Muslim scholars, they will not debate Islam, which will destroy Islam in the West. A few years ago, some Muslim gentlemen tried hard to have a dialogue with me. Of course, I said, I do not do dialogues, but I would love to debate you. Then he changed his mind and he said he will debate me. And my answer for him was, let's do it. But then I was surprised that he only wanted to debate me on topics like the Bible, Trinity, crucifixion, things which Christians believe in. And the reason is very simple. Muslims like to debate these topics just simply because maybe some Christian who will be watching these debates maybe doubt and will lose faith in the Christian beliefs. And that is how Muslims are gaining new converts to Islam in the West, by simply making the people of America doubt the Christian beliefs, and that automatically will make Islam true. After all, in this debate, we did not say anything negative about Islam, Allah, Muhammad, or the Quran, because that was not the topic for Muslim selections of debates. So obviously, I rejected to do any of these topics as a debate with that gentleman. But instead, I chose for him another topic, which was Muhammad, what the Muslims and the West need to know. Boy, oh boy, never heard from him again for the last 4 years or so. It is very simple. Trust me, you can end the propaganda of Islam in the West in a simple debate by talking about Muhammad. I mean, if Muslims love to talk about Jesus to make someone doubt that he is deity, he is the Son of God who died on the cross and rose again, as it is written throughout the scripture, Old Testament prophecies and New Testament fulfillment, why can't we talk about Muhammad? If Muslims love to talk about the Bible, why can't we talk about the Quran? And that is the catch, the great deception in the propaganda debates of how Muslims want to choose the topic which they can use to cause someone to doubt the belief in Christianity. But on the other hand, they will not talk about Islam, Muhammad, or the Quran. Someone may ask, why don't you want to defend your Christian beliefs in debates? The answer is not, I don't want to talk about my Christianity, but when you debate the Muslims and you don't expose Islam, you are doing two things. Number one, you're making Islam legit. You make Muhammad a prophet. You make the Quran the true word of God, because we never talked about it. On the other hand, you are belittling the truth of the Bible, and you're doing the opposite of the command of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who said, do not throw your pearls under the pig's feet. And that's exactly what we do when we talk about Christianity and the beliefs of our Bible with the Muslims. This is exactly what takes place every time you have a debate or a dialogue with Muslims about the things of Christ, the things of Christianity. Because in very simple way, these Muslims do not believe every truth we teach about who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ did on our behalf on the cross. And if you can share all the truths about Christianity and the things about the Bible with the Muslims, it is simply like throwing pearls under pigs' feet. They do not believe it. They already know it. You are not telling them something new, who Jesus is and what Jesus did on the cross on their behalf. They already know that to be a false teaching. That's why Allah sent Muhammad. That's why Allah sent the final message, the Quran. That's why Allah ordered the Muslim people to get rid of the Christians by killing them because of the things which we think, if we share it with the Muslims, it will lead the Muslims to Christ and it will make out of them new Christian believers. I'm sorry to say that this has never worked in the past and it will not work today nor in the future.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind. A perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
In this new study, you will see another big mistake of the Southern Baptist Church. And I'm going to call it the Southern Baptist Church because that gentleman who is doing that dialogue was a Muslim who pretends to be a moderate Muslim. As you see hundreds of his videos all over the internet, as you will hear him yourself in this quorum or dialogue. But this time it was not just another Baptist minister, but the head of the Southern Baptist Church. That is the president of the convention of the Southern Baptist Church. And you will see it very clearly. It is very important for the Muslim imam to have that Baptist minister because that is the fall of the Southern Baptist Church. And I'm sorry to tell you, this was a huge mistake that any leader of any denomination will carry on such a dialogue with Muslim imams. I remember years ago, when I was in Egypt, a good 30-some years ago, a famous preacher in America did a debate with a Muslim man by the name Ahmed Didat. And the famous preacher in America was Pastor Jimmy Swaggart. He actually made himself twice as famous by debating Ahmed Didat. But what caught my attention in the beginning of that debate that Pastor Swaggart said? He never read the Quran. He does not know too much about Islam. But he's debating the serpent of Islam. One of the top people in South Africa, Ahmed Didat, who, by the way, he himself does not know too much about Islam simply because he did not know the Arabic language. And he also believes in things about Islam which is not true Islam. And any Christian Egyptian who knows Islam can make shish kebab out of Ahmed Didat, which means he can destroy him in any debate. But Pastor Swaggart confessed to the whole audience that he does not know too much about Islam. And he debated Ahmed Didat. And he did a great job to present the facts about Christianity, the truth about Christianity. If he have met with me when I was literally 18, 19 years old, just for 1 hour before he did the debate, I could have shared with him enough information to destroy Ahmed Didat and to destroy Islam. But here we are 30 years later. You go online right now. and watch that debate, which was recorded over 30 years ago. And Muslims are using that debate to destroy the faith of hundreds, but maybe thousands of Christians because they believe that Ahmed Didat is a great scholar. Not because Ahmed Didat has the truth about Islam, but simply because Pastor Jimmy Swaggart did not know how to debate a Muslim man because he did not know much about Islam at the time. Perhaps right now, Pastor Jim Swaggart knows much more about Islam and he can do a greater job. But what happened 30 years ago was a mistake. It was a debate. It was not a dialogue. And who won the debate? It was the devil, Satan. Allah won the debate. Why? Because Pastor Jimmy Swaggart threw the truth, the perils of the scripture under Ahmed Didat's and the Muslim believers' feet. This is exactly what is repeating itself today. You see, James White having dialogue with Yasser Qadhi. You call it dialogue, I call it interface. Because you hear the propaganda of the Muslims in America, and the people leave such a meeting by believing Islam, after all, is not that bad. And if we have done it as a debate and you do not know too much about Islam, Muslim will win. Because in the end of the story, people will leave believing that, hey, Muslims have a point. Maybe the things of Christianity is not true. Maybe the Bible is not accurate. Maybe Jesus is not God. After all, there are plenty of Christians by name in America who do not know the truth about our Christian beliefs. They will tell you, well, Jesus is the Son of God, but he's not God. Wait a minute. Don't you know that the scripture teaches that God is triune, a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? That Son is the Word of God, who is God, who became flesh. Now, in this new study, we will learn about this new dialogue. And in this dialogue, you will see, once again, the old deception of the first dialogue which took place in Genesis chapter 3. My friends, from reading the scripture in Genesis chapter 3, we know that God used to walk and talk with Adam and Eve. That dialogue between God and Adam and Eve, the advice which was given from God to Adam and Eve concerning the future of their life was very clear. God wanted them to fill the earth and live happily, to enjoy his creation in the garden. But that's not what they did, simply because they disobeyed God's command when they carried the dialogue with the devil. Because of this dialogue, Adam and Eve must hide from God. Adam and Eve must lose all the blessing which God had given them, and they must pay for the sin of disobeying God by death. As we read in the scripture, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. If you can imagine with me, that was mostly the best time where Adam and Eve can walk with God, talk with God, and have fellowship with God. But guess what happened here? And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Why are they hiding? Did they hide the day before? Or did they have a great time walking and talking with God? The true holy dialogue. And here is what the Lord said in verse 9. And the Lord called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" And Adam answered, "I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid." Wait a minute. You're afraid because you heard the voice of God? Were you afraid the day before? See, the fear will come because of the fall. And the fall took place in Adam's life because of the dangerous wrong dialogue. Then we read in the scripture in verse 11, and he, that is God, said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" And once again, we ask a question. Why did Adam disobey God? Why did Adam and Eve eat from the tree? The answer is very simple. It's because they carried on dialogue with the serpent, whom Satan used to have the dialogue with Eve. And now they have to pay for the disobedience to God's command. Have Eve never talked to the devil, they would not sin against God, and they would be alive today, living in the same garden which God gave to them. And that is the danger of the dialogue with the wrong people. You may call it interface. You may call it dialogue. You may call it meet your Muslim neighbor. Whatever name you want to give to it, it is a dangerous dialogue, especially if it is done by naive people who do not know too much about the deceptive work of the devil, who is using the Muslims today to bring God's judgment on America. For if we continue in this dialogue, for sure America will fall into Islam. And here is the truth. If America falls into Islam, the whole church in planet Earth will go through real hardship. Because when the church in America will be persecuted by the Muslims of America, the rest of the Muslims of the earth will have the green light to go ahead and persecute the rest of the Christians in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, in South America, in Canada. Because believe me, Muslims are everywhere waiting for the fall of America. That's why Muslims in America are doing everything they can to take down the church. They want so badly to have a dialogue with the Christians. And they already got many churches. Now they want to get the evangelical churches. As we heard it from Imam Yasser Qadin, he wanted so badly to get the evangelical church to do these dialogues. And now we see it not only with a simple individual like Dr. James White, but with the head of the Southern Baptist Church. And that is Pastor J.D. Greer, who carried on a wonderful dialogue with Imam Omar Suleiman. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again in the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.